Welcome back. This is part two of Perspective Podcast number 5. Sit back, relax, grab yourself a cold drink, maybe something nice to eat, and enjoy the show. Welcome back, my friends, to Perspective the Podcast. Your diligent, lovely, and delightfully pretty host, Cody Quinn. You can't see me, but it's true. I am indeed gorgeous. With me today is Jesse Spadaccino, our news editor on Horizons. All around good gal. Jesse, would you like to say hi to our audience?
Hello, Perspective audience.
Jesse's written many good things, lovely things for our past issue that came out March 13th, which I want to give a quick plug to. She wrote about Foe, I believe. Anything else you got in there?
Nothing interesting.
Nothing interesting? Everything in our paper is interesting.
No, that's actually the only one I wrote, so.
I thought so, but my mind goes at times. But what we have here, her on here today, is plugging a new sex column we're going to be installing in issue 2, and hopefully beyond. Jesse, what's up with the sex column?
I decided to write it because, not only because it's my favorite hobby, but because I want readers to really, and
get a good grasping knowledge of sex?
Yes.
To open a dialogue about sex?
Yeah, to open their horizons to other things in sex.
I love the plug of horizons.
Thanks.
In the podcast. So, since you are our resident sex expert, I'm just gonna throw a few sex-related questions at you. And hopefully this will get people interested in reading your column in issue 2, which comes out April 17th, by the way. But something that's always bugged me about sex, and maybe it's just the people I've had it with, but what's up with having the lights off? Like, I'd like to have lights on sex,
well,
but
some girls don't. Maybe they don't think you're attractive enough to look at during sex.
Yeah, but as I open this podcast with, I am really gorgeous.
Well, and I'm not pleasant everyone to look at. Has good taste, I guess.
Apparently. But is this a common thing that you've heard of or dealt with? Or
no, I think that having sex with the lights on gives you a better feel of what the person is actually feeling. Mm-hmm. So I think that having the lights on would definitely be a plus. Some people, I think, who are self-conscious rather have the lights out, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's a very good idea.
You don't think it's a good...
No.
But it's not just me, right? Because have you talked to other people who've said similar things?
Yes, definitely.
All right, I just want to make sure there's...
I've had a lot of complaints about it, too, so yeah. Ladies, keep the lights on.
There you go. See, you've already gotten some free advice. How much more could you ask for? Another one. I've been cited for this because I'm lazy, but... I prefer, you know, the girl on top because I think that's just a wonderful experience. Do you have thoughts on this?
That's the worst. You have to change it up.
Well, no. I change it up, but my preference is, like, I like to end up there.
Well, some girls
like we'll
like
take
it.
The trip, and I'll do other things, but...
Some girls who I've talked to like it on top better, too, because they're in control. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised that you like it on the bottom because most men like to feel like they're in control, which would be in different positions.
Interesting. See, you went all psychological on me. For me, it's just a basic thought, you know. I'd like to do as little as possible and get as much enjoyment out of it as possible. And to do that, you have to be on the bottom. Otherwise, it's just work.
It's just lazy.
It's that, too. It's like getting a blowjob. That's lazy, too. I have a question about that for you.
Yes.
Okay. What's the appropriate thing for a man to do during a blowjob? Because I always find it awkward. I never know exactly what to do with my hands, if I should be washing, if I should be kind of pretending it's not happening.
Well, you should definitely wash before.
Watch, not wash.
Oh. I think that your facial expressions, which are automatic, hopefully, will do the trick. I don't think that you really need to be doing anything. It's not really your job.
Are you paying that much attention?
Of course, while I'm doing it?
Yeah,
course.
There's no, like, tunnel vision involved there. You're kind of, like, looking up or around. I've never done it, so I'm just wondering.
Are you sure?
No, not to a guy.
Okay. What was the question?
BJ etiquette. What do you think a man should be doing during this time? Because it's really one of those one-way streets.
Responding, but not being, like, a girl and moaning. Just
moving?
Your facial expression. If you feel the need to move, I don't think that that's
closing your eyes
to.
And leaning your head back, or something like that.
Show the girl that you're interested and relaxed.
Okay.
And if it sucks, then no pun intended. But if it sucks, then you should definitely tell her.
That's true, I think, because why sprint to that finish line?
Yeah.
Because you don't really want to be there.
Exactly.
I had a bad experience involving teeth and red lines once. And
so I've heard.
Well, our listeners have it.
All right.
You got to give everybody context for these things. All right, so that leads me kind of to another question. You as a woman and me as a man not knowing anything about women, in the bed, what would you like men to do more often that maybe you don't see them do a lot? Here's your time to say, you know, guys, pay attention. Do this to your woman.
Well, not speaking for one-night stands because you can't really know your partner, but if you're with somebody for a while, you should know what they like and what they don't like. I can't speak for all guys and all girls because, mm-hmm. you know, there's...
Obviously, you're one person, but...
Yeah. But girls really like when guys have a knowledge of what positions, where they like to be touched, licked, whatever. But I think it really varies. It's a hard question to answer for all women.
Mm-hmm. If you could look at all the men you've been with in the past, and I'm not saying there's been a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
but has there been a maybe something you found missing that's been common amongst all of them? Like maybe 3 out of 5 of them haven't looked you in the eyes or something like that? Or have they all been extremely different from person to person?
Yeah, they're really... The personality is really different, so it's hard. But my ex was like you, and he liked to just lay there and do nothing.
Oh, now you're making me sound like a bad life.
Well, you said it yourself. I didn't make that up.
I said I prefer. I don't say... never mind. Women twist my words.
But yeah, you need to change it up. If you're lazy, sex isn't going to be good.
That's true. No, I don't deny that.
But you still do it.
I don't have anything to say. I've been bested. Damn. That was painful. But moving on. Personality. I noticed you threw that out there. Can you tell how a person's going to be in bed based just on their personality? Like, I'm kind of funny. Would that mean I'd be funny during sex?
I hope not. That's a really big turnoff.
Yeah, well, I'm not, again, promoting anything I'm doing. Except that I'm exceptionally good-looking. But, no. What do you think? Can you tell how somebody... Is there, like, an aura around them?
No, definitely not. You can... People who are acting in their everyday environment, we'll say...
Mm-hmm.
is completely different than when they're having sex, I've come to notice.
So women everywhere have hope for me.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't say that.
Well, what about on the dance floor? Because I heard the way you dance is the way you have sex. Is there some truth to that?
Well, if you have rhythm, you're going to be better at sex. I read that.
Any experience in this department? No.
Yeah, definitely. People who are good dancers are good lovers. So are Italians, because I'm Italian and I love.
You're just pimping that out there, huh?
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
I've actually never been with a full Italian man, though.
There's not a lot of them.
No, I guess not.
I don't know if that's true or not. It sounded true.
Yeah.
When you say something with the right amount of authority, it takes on a certain truthiness to it. I learned that from Colbert. But we've talked a little bit about sex, and usually that's more of the period at the end of the sentence than that whole set of words leading up to that.
Don't talk about periods and sex in the same sentence.
Well, I didn't mean it like that.
Okay.
It was a metaphor. I was going high on that one.
Too high.
Damn.
All right, over.
But what about the stuff leading up to it? What are your thoughts on that? You know, how...
Foreplay?
No. Like relationships and stuff like that. How long should you know somebody before you jump into it?
I hate that question.
Yes, you hate it, but everybody likes to know a different opinion on it.
I think that you need to have some sort of trust with someone before you get intimate with them, because guys and girls seem to have different expectations mm-hmm. for each other. So I just feel that you need to get to know your partner well before you just give it up, and that could be a month for somebody, it could be a year. Just, you know.
So, getting to know somebody, would you consider that solely dating, or maybe just you're working with somebody and they're your coworker for 30 months and then maybe you have a fling in the closet? Is that, like, the same amount of invested time?
Well, yeah, I don't think that you need to be in a relationship a certain amount of time before you have sex. Yeah. I think that sometimes spontaneous sex can be the best sex, but I still think that you should trust the person that you're having sex with. That's why I don't recommend one-night stands, even though they are sometimes
a great way to blow off steam.
Exactly.
So you're saying there should be some type of, not like a, committed relationship, a type of relationship, like maybe you know each other from around the block or
right.
something there. And that helps.
If you so. Have a better relationship emotionally, you'll have a better physical relationship. Hmm. That was via the CNN report a few weeks ago.
So you're well read on this.
Yes, I am.
Proud of you, Jesse.
Thank you.
So the kind of staff we have, well read, informed on the stuff they write about. Kudos to you. What's your thoughts on Friends with Bennies?
I love them.
Really?
Yes.
Big fan.
I just got out of a 4.5-year relationship in which I didn't have sex with anybody else, and I currently have a friend with benefits.
Just one?
Yes.
Because I know people who juggle with you.
I don't
I'm not trying to be judgmental.
Yeah, I know, but I don't really recommend that. And I think that because I've known him for so long, it makes it easier. And it's booty call-ish, and it's fun to just have random sex sometimes.
Is it random if you call somebody up and you know
Well, it's random if you call them at, like, midnight and they're like, sure, let's go.
Let's do this thing. There's no friendship quite like a friends with benefit friendship.
No, there really isn't.
Is there ever that concern that it might turn serious for either you or him, though?
No.
No?
We don't have any...
You don't like really each other close... at all?
Well, I mean, we like each other in a physical way, but it's... I don't know. I just can't see myself dating or marrying him. It's just purely sexual. And then afterwards, I can talk to him about anything. Girl stuff, guy stuff.
Because this is a problem, even from my personal experience with friends with benefits, sometimes, you know,
well,
emotionally
you both I think
become
you,
more serious.
Yeah, I think you both have to have an understanding of where you're both at the time. Mm-hmm. I know that I don't want a relationship for a while because I just got out of a really long one. And he's kind of in the same situation, not as long as mine, but he's had a relationship really long. And I think that just works for us.
Would you think there'd be a break-off point for you? Like, if things got to become a certain way, you'd say, you know what, we've got to unplug from this situation?
I think the only way that's going to happen is if we find somebody else.
Oh. So, you've got a dick in a jar just to go to whenever you want to.
Basically.
I
try not to overuse it, though.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to say
vibrators still work, ladies.
Ooh, great transition. As much as guys or more?
Oh, God. Guys are so much better because you can do different positions. Vibrator just goes in one way and comes out one way.
I suppose that's true. Well, I don't know. I don't.
How about,
know
what do you true. Think about all this?
Well, what do you mean?
How do you feel about vibrators? Do you feel threatened?
Threatened? Well, in a sense, almost, because, you know, some of them are bigger than mine.
Some.
Well, they make, you know, 15, 17, 20-foot ones, and it's just ridiculous at times. They've got handheld things with, like, two hands, and you put it in, and you plug it in, and it goes off.
You seem to know a lot about vibrators.
Well, I watch a lot of porn. That
helps.
I'll
give you that.
But, there's definitely, I think there's a reason to feel kind of off-put by it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I only have what I have, right? See, you thought I'd give away a size, but I am too gentlemanly for
that. Damn it.
Do you understand that kind of? I don't know. Dissuade my fears. Why should
I think
I
you
do
should
right?
be afraid if you only have, you won't even announce your size.
Well, I'm not Irish, so I'm not, like, real small.
That's terrible.
No, that wasn't fun. But no, seriously, dissuade me. Why shouldn't I be afraid of being replaced by, you know, 7 inches of hard
Because
latex?
A vibrator can't kiss you or really give you any sort of foreplay.
So sex isn't just about the penetration.
No, it's definitely not.
So there's more to it.
Definitely.
How come no one told me this?
Well, you should probably know. If you're a man and you watch so much porn, you should know that foreplay is important.
Oh. Yes, that's true. They play with the boobies and stuff.
Yeah, that would be foreplay.
What's your favorite foreplay technique? Sure.
I don't know. I really like role play.
Like you're the dirty maid and he caught you stealing silverware kind of
thing? That is actually one that I have used.
Really?
Just call me Fifi.
Fifi? Oh, I don't know how to feel about that. That's a little strange.
Top. Being someone you're not sometimes is exciting.
And it allows you to feel a little looser about everything, I suppose.
Yeah, because you're kind of out-of-body experience,
sort of. Interesting. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up a little bit for our segment.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this lovely topic of sex?
Read my article. It's a lot of good info and advice in there.
That's right. Jessie Spadaccino on April 17th, issue 2 of Horizons. Issue 1 is on the shelves, which you should definitely pick up when you have a chance, and read her article about Friends of the Environment, which surprisingly has nothing to do with sex.
Darn it.
Jessie, it's nice to have you on today.
Thank you, Cody.
I'm Cody Quinn. I will be seeing you next week. This has been Perspectives. Join us again next week for another great podcast. Until then, may the sun never set on your horizons.